Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
If there's one thing this much-talked-about French election can teach us, perhaps it's a surprising lesson about hacking.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York. And the many data leaks in the campaign of French President-elect Emmanuel Macron shed light on how very important it is a strong IT security strategy can prove to be in a clutch situation. What makes the Macron campaign different in this story is how its IT team apparently got in front of the attack. What can businesses and corporations in the tech space stand to learn from this? That's what we're going to get into. Joining us to help us do that is Kate Fazzini. She writes about cybersecurity for WSJ Pro and joins us on the line from the newsroom in New York. Hey, Kate.
Hi.
This really highlights the importance of the strategic response to hacking. This move from the Macron campaign was an unusual one, but how did it prove to be effective?
It was effective because they were able to come out very quickly and just have this very speedy response. I think I've seen it around 15 minutes. They were able to come out and say, not only were we attacked, which is what we were expecting, but we had email stolen. Some of those, some of that data included information that was fabricated. That last point was great for them because they were able to sort of poison the well. So as that data did leak, shortly thereafter, people could say, well, they're saying definitively that some of these are fake. And so, you know, whether or not we can believe it is up in the air.
So the offensive move here is what made all the difference, it seems. How common of a strategy is that in cybersecurity circles?
This is very uncommon, and it's uncommon for a very specific reason. So just to backtrack a little bit, there's still a lot up in the air, but it appears that the IT folks who worked for the Macron campaign were able to pinpoint that they were being attacked and put some fake information within there, whether it was logins and passwords or actual kind of falsified data, just to be able to kind of keep on top of who these people were who were attacking them. This is very unusual because taking an offensive stance in cybersecurity, especially if you're a business, is just a huge no-no for a bunch of pretty obvious reasons. One, it's illegal to hack. There are third parties involved, and you could be kind of causing them issues. And also, there are, if you're being attacked by a nation state, we don't want to have companies necessarily getting into a conflict with
right.
with an actual other country. We would prefer that be handled by the government. So this is something that companies normally don't do. This was also a very mild form of offensive measures. So it seems quite appropriate and quite effective by the Macron campaign, but not something that businesses might want to emulate.
Right. But, the point is that it's important to have a plan ultimately that involves both tech and a common sense strategy. Is that what companies can really stand to learn here?
Oh, that's absolutely right. This is the huge takeaway from this. They had a clear, decisive strategy. They had obviously good communications going on within the campaign, good communications going on with the government, and were able to do this all very quickly and very decisively. This is what shows that companies need to have a strategy in place. It doesn't necessarily have to be a strategy that's similar to this. It probably wouldn't be. But have that strategy, have there be clear lines of communication, and have all the executives and the board understand what all of this means and what's going to happen in a situation.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Kate Fazzini on the latest French election can teach us about hacking. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Support for the Wall Street Journal and the following message comes from Wonder Capital. Wonder Capital's online investment platform allows you to invest in solar energy projects across the U.S. Earn up to 8.5% annually, while also diversifying your portfolio, curbing pollution, and combating global climate change. In fact, investors like you financed 40 large-scale solar projects in 2016, offsetting the CO2 emissions from 2.8 million pounds of burned coal. You can begin investing with as little as $1,000. And best of all, Wonder Capital doesn't charge any investor fees. To learn more, create an account for free at wondercapital.com/WSJ. Wonder Capital. Do well and do good. Past performance is not an indicator of future gains.
Thank you for joining us. So where is this going on a global level? How can we take what we've learned and utilize it with the shifting times? Case in point, general data protection regulation is going into effect in the European Union. That's one indication as to where things might be going. Is there anything like that in place in the U.S., and what can regulation like this do to keep us on point?
There's not something like what is called GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation in the United States. The biggest takeaway from this is that GDPR will require next year companies to notify within 72 hours after a data breach. It's very fast. Different states in the United States, so there's no federal notification law for data breaches in the United States, other than for companies that are in the medical field.
Okay.
But there are lots of different state laws that have different standards. But this is just where we're going. This is the direction the world is going. They want to have a more quick, fast notification of people who may have been included in a breach of data. So companies are going to have to rethink how they're approaching this, you know, coming in and taking months to look at all of the data and figure out what they're going to say. It's going to be a lot faster than that. So having that speedy strategy in place, having clear lines of communication, it's just going to be essential.
Really important stuff to think about. Kate, thanks very much for the time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks again to WSJ Pro's Kate Fazzini for joining us. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thank you for listening.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.